I mean, it's a prize call in some ways, you know, and I suppose I've been in reasonable sort of runs, but nice to take a few more into it, I suppose. But no, yes, it'll be a good challenge. As I said, a little bit of a surprise, really, because, you know, I thought that, you know, the winter went well, but you never quite know. You know, this is sort of a bit more of a, I suppose, in my eyes, a bit more kind of a serious kind of lead up, you know. So, yeah, we're pretty excited and looking forward to the challenge.
In March, wasn't it? There was a 30-man England squad announced, wasn't there? And you weren't in that, were you? But there was a couple of places left over. So was that made it even more surprising you were called up by the Lions this time?
I don't know. As I said, the phone call was a bit of a surprise. But, you know, I suppose having been involved in the winter, you're always going to take a little bit of interest to see if something crops up. But, no, I'm just looking forward to it. You know, you miss... I didn't say miss out, but, you know, they name their stuff. But it's just nice to be thought of in that essence. And, you know, hopefully get some runs and you never know.
Interesting, because Mick Newell, didn't he, when you guys came back, was very complimentary about Danny Briggs and thought he was an England player. I don't know if you know, but I spoke to him when you guys played at Nottingham, and he thought that in the short term at least, you'd be an ideal man, that should something happen to Andrew Strauss or Cook, that you should be the man to get in there.
Oh, that's great. It's very nice to hear that. You know, and it's something probably that I need to be a bit more, you know, take on board. And I'm always tend to be a little bit conservative and a little bit pessimistic about myself. So really, I should sort of try and use that palmatase and give myself a bit of a confidence boost, you know. But no, it's fantastic to hear. And I suppose maybe there is something to that. You know, there's some very talented guys that are a bit younger, perhaps. And maybe I'm, you know, maturing a little bit and... you know, might be that sort of short term, but I mean, who knows? You know, the batters stay fairly fit, and you know, I just got to make sure I'm scoring runs. You know, obviously for my own personal thing, but also for, you know, for the county really, because at the moment we need some runs and from all of us really to help turn things around.
Is that the flip side of it? Is that you're leaving Hampshire, even though you're going to the Lions?
Yeah, you know, obviously it doesn't come at a great time for the county, but you know, we got guys that will come in and be able to. A decent job, I'm sure, and you know, my form in the one days hasn't been where I want it to be of late, so you know, hopefully when I do come back from the Lions, I've got a fight on my hands to reclaim my place, you know. So you know, some runs this week and a couple of wins for Hampshire would be perfect week.
And what about the Sri Lankans, because they're missing a few players at the moment, aren't they? Middlesex got a few runs against them, so yeah. There is a chance there for a big score, isn't there?
If it happens, it'd be great, you know. And you know, just got to go in with the mentality that I've just got to try and, you know, bat for as long as I can, basically. You know, we're there to beat them. You know, that's their first true test, probably the tour. I know Middlesex have played some good players, but really they seem to have rested a few. So, you know, it's for us to start them and try and keep them down for the main boys.